Hello, this is Ligia Huben. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. When we lose a loved one, we may feel extremely lonely. We may have that sense of being alone in the world, even if we have people around us. And it doesn't have to be because we were with that person, with our loved one, every single day. Maybe you didn't even see them on a regular basis. But when we lose them, we may experience different types of loneliness. And in this episode, we are going to explore some of them. Now, I want to ask you this. Do you think that it is possible to transform loneliness? Do you think it is possible to find strength, spiritual strength, in the silence of grief? We are going to delve into the depth of loneliness after we lose our loved one. And we're going to discover how this space that we fear so much can also be a space for self-discovery, a space to reflect, and a space that can allow ourselves to have personal transformation. When we talk about loneliness, it's that sensation that no one can be in that space. And it's been said that grief is lonely. Grief is lonely. However, there are things that make us feel even more lonely. And this can be different ways, like the emotional, it can be social, and it can be existential. Because when we are grieving, we go into that silence, distancing us not only from those around us, but also sometimes for the versions of ourselves we thought we knew. Because our life changes, and then that connection with ourselves, with our identity that we think we thought we had, it may be lost. So that adds an extra layer to our grief, because then we may feel even more lonely because we do not recognize ourselves. So, I propose to you that instead of running away, what about if you enter that silence? Because in the silence of loneliness, there are questions that only the heart can ask. And these are profound questions, such as, who am I now that my loved one is no longer here? How am I going to move forward in this life? Because those questions can happen to you. And this can happen when we experience emotional loneliness. Because remember that our emotions happen because of the thoughts we have. So if we have those type of thoughts or questions, then of course we go into our emotions. And that can give us a sense of loneliness if we do not have a close emotional connection with other people. And even if you have, you know, a partner, your spouse, someone that you live with in the same house, but you don't have that connection. And this is not about social connection. This is emotional connection, that you cannot share how you feel, because the person is not available emotionally, or they want to take you away from that space of grief. So instead of being there present for you, they want to fix you. They want to tell you how to feel. And then you feel lonely. You feel lonely with your emotions because you feel that they do not understand you. However, it is not about you. This is about them, because they don't know what to say. And I know that when we are grieving, And I know this because, as I shared in other episodes, I lost my beloved mother 3.5 years ago, and we were extremely close. And what we want is someone to be with us, to be present with us. That if we fall and we fall on the floor, that person sits next to us, just hugging us, not telling us how to feel. And that's something that we miss. And so that gives us that sense of emotional loneliness. On the other hand, we have social loneliness. And it happens when we lack a social network, social support. And it happens when we thought that maybe we had friends that would be there for us when we lost a loved one, and suddenly they disappear. And you say like, oh, but I never expect that. Well, because the thing is that first, people are unpredictable. And again, it's about their stories. Maybe they don't know how to relate to you. They don't know what to tell you. So they disappear. Something else may happen, that especially with widows or divorced people, because yes, in this context of the podcast, generally we talk about the loss of a loved one because of death. But divorce is another loss. And it's important to recognize that this may happen, that they lose friends also. Because if you used to belong to a group of friends that you went, you know, as couples, you even traveled, you went to have dinner and all that, and suddenly you don't have your partner next to you, what happens to that group? You may not be part of that group again, okay? No longer. So that gives us a sense of loneliness. This is something that I hear a lot from clients because it happens. And that's why it's important to connect with people that can be there for you, belonging to a group, and not only to a bereavement support group. Not only that, but you can find groups where you share interests, you know, together. So that can give you a sense of belonging. To have a sense of belonging when we are grieving a loss, the loss of a loved one, helps tremendously. Okay? So that is something that we can start just exploring. Because sometimes when we go through this, and for many people are disappointments, and it is natural, you know, that you have that reaction. But then when you have that reaction, go in and ask yourself, well, that's their story. What can I do about this? Well, you may take this painful situation, well, as an opportunity to reconnect with the world from a very authentic place. With people that you can experience like special bonds with people, because then you can pay attention to every interaction you have, no matter how small it is, doesn't matter. But this can be an opportunity to establish deep relationships. It can also help you to appreciate the relationships you already have. And also, after experiencing the loss of a loved one, we can become even more compassionate and more empathetic. And it happens. I have shared in another episode, most likely, that before I lost my mother and being in this field of grief, you know, helping others grieving, I thought that maybe when she died, I would stop doing that. Because I was going to be in such a huge pain, because I was extremely attached to her, very close. And we know that the more love we feel for someone, the greater the grief we're going to experience, because it's the other side of the coin, grief and love. And that's what I thought would happen. It didn't happen that way. Something in me grew even stronger, the desire to help others, to help them process their grief and heal from that place of love. And that was inspired by my loss. So we can find ways to connect with people. And also, there is another type of loneliness that we mentioned, which is the existential loneliness. And here, when we are in that stillness, and we can be very mindful with that, big questions about meaning in life and purpose become even more present. And these questions may take a previously unexplored turn when we are facing the loss of a loved one, because losing them can be a powerful trigger for this type of loneliness, existential loneliness. And when we experience the loss of a loved one, that takes us away from that emotional connection that we had with them. And then this can lead us to question about the meaning in life and what is our place in this world. Remember those questions at the beginning. Who am I now? So what is my place? Because when we lose someone who's so intimate with us and we are intimately connected, especially to our daily experiences and our future dreams, we face a void that goes beyond physical absence. And that's why I was telling you that sometimes you don't need to see that person on a regular basis or daily. But that void that you experience, or we experience when we lose a loved one, goes beyond the physical aspect, the physical absence. Because it is a loss of part of our being and our understanding of the world. Existential loneliness in this context, you know, of grief, can be very intense, because we face not only the absence of the loved one, but also we rethink of our identity, who we are without them. Our identity. That's why we may experience that other loss, the loss of identity. So that's why I invite you to this space that, even though can be painful, because I know, I understand, it can be painful. But if we go to that space for us to seek new meanings and to reconnect with life in ways that we had not previously even considered, if we do this, the grieving process can be a path towards our personal growth. And it can also help us redefine a relationship with ourselves, which is the most important relationship we can have. A relationship with others and also with the world in general. So what can we do? How can we navigate when those waves are huge, you know, of grief, and when we find ourselves in this sea of loneliness? We can use different tools to help us navigate that darkness. These tools can be like little lights that help us in the way. We can practice meditation. We can practice and do reflective writing. And we can do personal rituals that can help us in this journey, because all these things can help us process grief. They can help us honor those we lost, our loved ones, and also they can help us find peace in the present moment. It is incredible, because if we allow ourselves to go there and for our creativity to come out, this can emerge as a bridge between loneliness and the outside world. Because when we use, and it's amazing with art, because, you know, writing is, of course, is art. Painting is art. Playing a musical instrument is art. And it's incredible. I have seen it. I have seen it in people. I have experienced it in myself, because I'm a writer. How we can connect with all those emotions when we feel so lonely, and we can express it, and we can just express that, and we can transform our silence that we have deep inside into a dialogue with others, into the universe even. So we can do that if we give ourselves the possibility, because then we can create new connections. And loneliness, instead of being, you know, sometimes people say it's my enemy, well, it can be even our teacher, because it teaches us how we can create this path to new relationships and experiences. And that's why I suggest that you could join groups that you share interests with them. You can belong to a reader's club. You can belong to a writer's club, take a painting lesson. So you can do so many things. Because when we are able to embrace our loneliness instead of running away from it because it would not leave us, then we can discover previously unknown parts of ourselves. And then we can even become more resilient. We can be more compassionate, and we can open our hearts to the world. When we experience loneliness after we lose a loved one, absolutely and without a doubt, this can be one of the most challenging and painful spaces that we can experience that our human spirit can experience. However, I remind you that it is up to us if we transform this experience, this loss, this loneliness into a space where possibilities for growth, healing, and rebirth, renewal occur. I hope with all my heart that in the midst of your silence, you find a source of strength and renewal. I hope this can help you. I send you a hug with all my love, and I look forward to meeting with you again next week for another episode on how we can process our grief together and heal together.